Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Linebackers that can help you win more than that this week on the IDP Blitz. Matt Schauff joining us because John Norton's on assignment. We'll get him next week. Matt, let's talk linebackers, changing situations, a theme, a core theme. And we'll start with Jacksonville, a team that's had some ups and downs, coming back up, playing Detroit this week. We know we have Foye Oluokun. Devin Lloyd was kind of an it player for a little bit there. Dynasty leagues, you know, this was looking like one of the picks you nailed. A lot of people like Chad Muma in the same draft. How can we make sense out of who, if anyone, can help us down the stretch?
Yeah, first of all, draft time, it was like, oh, cool. I took Devin Lloyd late in the first round. Let's see what happens there. There's immediate opportunity, even though they signed Foye Oluokun for a whole bunch of money. Then they take Chad Muma two rounds later, and it's like, why'd you guys do that? It's like the linebacker version of RG3 and Kirk Cousins. Right. But, you know, Devin Lloyd, forget about Dynasty for now. He was helping me in one of the redraft leagues that we share. And then his production started falling off. And, you know, sometimes that's just a bad luck kind of thing. But in this case, it was maybe deteriorating performance, maybe just the league catching up to him, whatever it is. His fantasy production was falling off. His playing time started falling off. Week 10, he played 60% of the snaps. Chad Muma snuck in for 40%, had really been just a special teams guy before that. Last time out, though, Devin Lloyd did not start for the first time this season. Chad Muma did start in his place, played every single snap on defense, made 9 tackles. It was an okay day. It was 4 solos, 5 assists, I believe. So not the biggest fantasy day, but the kind of day that you've just been able to fall into as a Jaguars linebacker right now. Doug Peterson said, I think it was a thing from Friday now. I'm remembering reading it 2 days ago, but I believe he said beforehand, maybe Devin Lloyd needs to step out and see it from the sidelines. A lot of times that can help guys. Plus, Chad Muma, we want to find him more opportunities. It looks like they've been moving him in that direction. Like I said, 2 games now, he has bumped things up, started. We'll see if things continue the same way in week 13. It's obviously always a little bit risky to say, oh, this is the way it is now, because they like Devin Lloyd. They draft him in round 1. I would assume that they want him to be a starter again before the end of the season. I'm going to treat them, though, like Muma's the starter this week for week 13, and then we'll kind of reassess after that.
Yeah, remember, too, when we see these situations in the draft where a team takes a player early and they take someone in a similar, same position later, it can mean, not always, that they had a really high grade on the second player, that they just were looking at, maybe they had a first-round grade on Chad Muma, too, and when he was still there on the board, they say, well, we've got to take him. So they can often see both players in a pretty positive light, but like you said, Muma's got the momentum right now. Another sort of switcheroo situation, not so much a switcheroo because we still like Jordan Brooks, but Cody Barton, he ended Tom Brady's interceptionless streak at 400, I think. He's been making some plays, maybe struggled a bit, at least in IDP terms, earlier in the year. I know he won't get a chance to chase Josh Jacobs all game. I don't even know what he's going to get to do this week in the Rams because their offense can't amount to much. But what can Barton amount to for us in the playoffs?
It's funny. It turned out, too, that interception he grabbed against Tom Brady, he was only in position for it because Jordan Brooks had left the field for a few plays. I read that getting ready for Monday's waiver wire article. So that pushed him over to middle linebacker. But the past 2 games, Cody Barton, his playing time has rebounded to 80% and 73% in those 2 games from being down well below that range and varying in how far below that range it was. Production, of course, came with it because when he's been on the field, he's given us tackles, 9 tackles, 12 tackles the past 2 games. He's defensed passes in 3 of the past 4. The playing time for Cody Barton, though, and I put this at the top of my waiver wire article on Draft Sharks this week, even if you're not a DS insider, you can read that part for free. His playing time has had a direct inverse correlation with the performance of the defense overall. I looked at Football Outsiders DVOA, and the weeks where he's playing less are the weeks where Seattle was awesome. It was a 4-week stretch where the defense was excellent. On either side of that, we've got more Cody Barton, and we've got a much crappier defense. Now, I'm not saying that Cody Barton is solely to blame for whether the Seattle defense is good or bad, but it certainly does seem to be the case that their best defensive alignments do not have Cody Barton in there for much more than half of the game. It should be leaning on three safeties. And that was their initial plan. They wanted Jamal Adams to spend a lot of time at linebacker, to have three safety sets. Obviously, they lost Jamal Adams in the first half of week one, so that immediately changed that plan. Josh Jones was the first one in. As Josh Jones has done every time he stopped somewhere in the NFL so far, did not live up to that. He is out of the lineup at this point. He played 10 snaps each of the past two games, so he's a non-factor. Ryan Neal took over that spot from Josh Jones. I'm guessing they don't have a third safety that they trust. We have also seen the playing time for slot corner Kobe Bryant, not that one,
Yeah.
vacillate a little bit. So I'm not sure that Cody Barton is going to stay in there, but I do think there's a better chance that he will, at least over the next couple of weeks. You mentioned they play the Rams this week. It sure is a lot easier to do whatever you want on defense against the Rams right now because they stink at
Yeah.
absolutely everything. So I'm starting Cody Barton this week with confidence. I'm going to keep watching the playing time. He at least, if he's in that 70 to 75 and certainly 80% range, he should be able to produce from there. So as long as he doesn't dip below 70%, he should be okay to use going forward.
Start Barton. They could use a player, Seattle, like, well, I don't know, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, right? One of those linebacker safety
Real.
slash type players. Now, the Browns linebacker core has been a moving target. Matt, I feel like we flirted with at least four different linebackers potentially having value, but a lot of that potential has just sat on the shelf and turned into nothing. What's Owusu-Koramoah going to turn into?
Well, we're here to flirt with linebackers. And can I give you a shout out real quick to give, put catchphrases at the end of each of our first two items? You had momentum for Chad Muma, then you got starting Barton. So you gotta run to keep going here. So we always love Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. And it was, I don't know, it hurt me a little bit earlier in the season when his playing time was falling off. So that has reversed the past 2 weeks, and I love seeing that. And he has played 95%+ of the snaps, two straight games, put him ahead of Sione Takitaki, who has still been around. He was down slightly last week to 72%. He can't dip any further than that and still be usable in our lineups. It's possible that that range is too low. He had six tackles in that game, three solos. So that's not the kind of game that we want from somebody who's going to be in a starting lineup for most cases. Obviously, the deeper you go, the farther down that LB list you can go. But we want more like 80%+ from Takitaki, especially because he's not a huge big play guy. Love getting JOK back on the field. The biggest change is that Deion Jones got to Cleveland and they were like, hey, we're going to let him call the plays in the huddle. And then he got in the game and they were like, oh, yeah, that's why Atlanta traded him.
Right.
He's not that good. So now he's apparently back out of the picture, basically, which is helping Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah for us the rest of the way.
Real briefly, Dave's not here. One of our loyal chat room followers asks, what happens when Jacob Phillips comes back?
I believe that's next year, isn't it? Didn't he tear a pectoral muscle?
Okay. Well, that answers that. But we aim to please here. We got one more linebacker item. And often what's bad for teams is good for linebackers because they spend a lot of time on the field. They get a lot of time to make tackles on running backs to try to run out the clock. In wins, it was Isaiah Pacheco last week. Maybe it'll be Kenneth Walker this week. For Ernest Jones, is it good enough? Is there enough there to put him in lineups?
I saw that his tackles have been up over the past four games. And what I always look for in that is playing time for the guy. Did his role change? Is there a reason or is it just luck? The snap shares did not pick up over that stretch. But what has picked up is the amount of time that all of the Rams defensive players are spending on the field. Over the past four games, 71.3 defensive snaps per game. The previous seven games, 57.9. So we're talking about, I'm not that big a math guy. What's that? 33% somewhere around there, 28%. I don't know. It's a significant amount. They're spending a lot more time on the field. And now we don't even know who the quarterback's going to be the rest of the way. The only offensive player that's been any good for the Rams this year is done. Allen Robinson's done for the season. So the Rams offense is going to stink. I think we'll get plenty more of the defense on the field. That helps Ernest Jones be usable in a lot of leagues, not everywhere because it hasn't been a high ceiling, but usable in a lot of three linebacker leagues in particular, especially if you favor tackle point production. He'll be usable the rest of the way, even if he just sticks in that like 70% playing time range.
Let's go back to the safety position. And at this time of year, I did a show with the IDP show. Love those dudes. We just talked about how a running theme was oftentimes the players that get you through the IDP fantasy playoffs are players that weren't on your roster or anybody's roster at the beginning of the season, like Jack Sanborn, of course, Caden Ellis. Now, Marcus Williams was on rosters at the beginning of the year, Matt, was making big plays, looked like a massive signing for Baltimore. Is he going to come back in time to rekindle those IDP flames?
I'm sorry. Tell me the name one more time. I was looking up Jacob Phillips.
Marcus Williams.
Yes, Marcus Williams. Looks like he's almost ready to play. He returned to practice last week, was not quite ready to play, coming off a dislocated wrist or elbow. I forget which it was, but maybe ready to play this week. We're going to have to watch him through practice. If he does, he gets a Denver offense that has been the fifth best scoring matchup for defensive backs by Draft Sharks adjusted fantasy points allowed against the position. He was a top five fantasy DB through the first 4 weeks of this season before suffering that elbow injury, including several interceptions in that range. He has a favorable schedule the rest of the way. He should be picked up anywhere where he's available. Let's cross our fingers that he's available for this Denver game. But even if not, I think whenever we get Marcus Williams back, he's going to be worth considering as a starter right away.
Time for another catchphrase. Are we missing Derek Forrest for the trees when we're looking for safeties? Because we do recycle them pretty quickly.
The Commanders finally put Cole Holcomb on IR after waiting out to see if the mullet power would heal the injury in time. It did not. So he's out for at least three more games because he landed on IR before last week's game. That should mean more full playing time for Derek Forrest, who had a season high 11 tackles against the Falcons last week. It was his third straight game at 100% playing time, his third straight game among the top 30 in fantasy DBs. Two of those have found him inside the top 12. And it's really the Cole Holcomb thing that looks like the biggest help for him, because we're getting more three safety alignments. It's not Derek Forrest taking the place of either Bobby McCain or Cameron Curl. He's coming onto the field with both of those guys still in full playing time. And, you know, whenever a linebacker goes down, you look to who else is in that linebacking core who can pick up the slack. Jamin Davis has seen more playing time, but he hasn't picked up the statistical slack. He hasn't even been a consistent 100% playing time guy. So I think Derek Forrest is the guy getting the boost here. And I think he's certainly worth picking up in a lot of cases and using this week.
All right, let's get the subtext and turn it into text here, because we've talked about Frankie Love You, and today we mentioned flirting with linebackers. So let's check in with the Detroit Lions. The defense is starting to come around. How big of a part of that was, is, will be Malcolm Rodriguez?
Was bigger, is okay, will be hope back to the bigger part. So Malcolm Rodriguez, obviously, it wouldn't be a visit for me here if I didn't talk about Malcolm Rodriguez, my boo. He moved back ahead of Derek Barnes in playing time last week. The week before that, he was behind him. He injured his elbow 3 or 4 weeks ago now at this point. He missed one game and then sat behind Derek Barnes. I don't know how much of it is elbow, how much of it is the team just hoping that Derek Barnes becomes something. But last week, we saw him up to 49%, him being Rodriguez. That's up from 36% in week 11. So it's climbing back toward where he was, not quite there yet, 68%+. Before that elbow injury was where he was, and ideally somewhere in that 70% range, because we haven't seen him get to 80 plus yet this season, although next year, watch out. He can be productive in that 70 to 80% range. He's used in the pass rush. He's got pass breakups in two of the past four games. So I don't think we're starting Malcolm Rodriguez yet, but I'm definitely watching him over the next week or two to see if he can get back to that previous playing time, because according to our adjusted fantasy points allowed, according to the strength of schedule page on draftsharks.com for linebackers, he's got the second most favorable lineback scoring schedule from weeks 15 through 17, playoff time, for most fantasy leagues. So if Rodriguez can get back above 70% by that point, I think he could be a key guy over those final 3 weeks.
Whatever happens, whatever goes down, we're going to be there trying to sift through the chaos. Again, you know his work from Draft Sharks. Follow him on Twitter, SCHAUFDS, Matt Schauf, and IDP Blitz every Wednesday afternoon. Of course, the IDP team football guys also had you covered. Projections, analysis, eyes of the guru, and more. We want to provide you with the best because you're so classy.
The drive to go further and reach higher. The same thing that inspires you inspires us. At Strayer University, we're always searching for new ways to make education more affordable. That's why we offer access to up to 10 no-cost gen ed courses to help you save time and money so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. No-cost gen eds provided by Strayer University affiliates Sophia Learning. Eligibility rules apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.